Maybe I'll give out the marmokomos for their full of a Shabbos before the Ben Hazmanim. But we're not going to actually start until after Pesach, just because we might have people joining and I want to. Okay. Alright, so the din of. We're just going to do Shin Sadi Aleph today. It's not such a. It's a pretty short simon, but it's just so many different cases that come up Lamaisa and that are asked. So the din is. Gemara tells Malkat and Chav Beis. Aval, Wal, Shloshim can't go into a Beis HaSimcha. It's Aser Lekanis LeBeis HaSimcha. Question is, what's a Beis HaSimcha? So, someone goes to some event just for the fun of it, so that's for sure a Beis HaSimcha. But what about other things? What about sudos that are for mitzvahs? So, different makoros on this. The first makor is from the Gemara itself, the Gemara, the Yerim Mor Katan. It says, L'simcha ul'mereis lamed yom. It says, another brace, it says, the Isser is for simcha and mereis. So mereis means a friendly simcha, a birthday party, or whatever. And if a simcha apparently is something else, it's something else from just mereis, just from friendly simcha. So it's a mashmos, the lechar, that it includes lechar any simcha, any type of simcha. In smachos, we find the din as well, and in smachos, the lashon is that there's an iser of going to beis hamishta. Instead of saying beis hasimcha, it says beis hamishta. It's some Rishonim actually in our Gemara also have the nusach beis hamishta. But in smachos, it's the first beis hamishta. Now, what's the beis hamishta? So Pashtus, Beis HaMishteh, is a chasana. Maybe not exclusively a chasana, but definitely includes also a chasana. There's a Tosefta in Megillah. It talks about if a person has before him a choice, should I go to the Beis HaMishteh or should I go to the Beis HaAval? What should he do? And it says they're both mitzvos, but maybe the mitzvah of Nisuin is more chashiv because it's for Chayim. But clear from the Tosefta that a Beis HaMishta is a chasana. Also, that's the other side. So the Gemara has a Machlok Tainam, the other side says from the Pasuk in Kohalas. Okay, so that's a different sugya. But just the basic fact is that a Beis HaMishta seems to be a chasana. A chasana is a Sudas Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go to chasanas, right? We know mitzvah of Achnasas Kala. And Afal Pikin, it seems to be Aser. The problem is the end of the Bryce and Smachos tells us that the Aval can't go to the Beis HaMishteh all 30 days. For Ava Aim, it's Aser to go to the Beis HaMishteh all Yud Beis Chodesh. And then it ends with the words, Elam Kin Hoist L'Shem Shemaim. So L'Shem Shemaim is Smutter. So it's a little bit of time to disaster. You're saying a Beis HaMishteh. We always saw the Beis HaMishteh as a mitzvah to go to chasanos. And it says the Shem Shemaim is mutter. So what exactly is it? The other makers, the Yerushalmi in Mor Katan, Perek Gimel, end of Halacha Ches, so it tells us also the same Isser that all Mesim, Asur Leilach Besuda. It changes the Lashon a little bit. Right? It had a few Lashonos, Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishteh. And in Shalom it says, Asur Leilich Besuda. And it says, you can't go, for Ava'im can't go, call you Beis Chodesh. Vim hoysa chaburas mitzvah, the Kiddush HaChodesh mutter. But if it's a chabura of a mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh is mutter. So it's giving a heter. Right? It's a very big heter. Sudas mitzvah, or chaburas mitzvah, or Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh it's mentioned in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, that when there would be Mekadosh the Chodesh, or Ba'aber the Shana, they would have a Suda. The Beis Din would make a Suda. So, seems to be pretty makel. Seems to be like maybe it could matter almost everything if it's not for the fun of it. What points towards Chumrah here, but we're not so makel, right, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, what points to Chumrah is, first of all, there's a simcha that's not a mereis that we're asering, And it's the Beis HaMishnah which we're asking. Beis HaMishnah, we're showing them assume, it's talking about a chasana, if a chasana is aser, so why should other things be mutter? So we'll first talk out the most important teretz, halacha l'maisa, is given by the Ritva. The Ritva in Mor Katan Chav Beis, so he asked the kasha, if Suz Mitzvah is mutter, so how's a chasana aser? So he says that there's a difference. The difference is because by the mitzvah achnasas kala, enachanam is a mitzvah. But he writes, ein mitzvah zu mutelas alav. The mitzvah of achnasas kala, of giving simcha to achnasas kala, isn't mutala on the avol. She ain't avelas in simcha klal. You can't have avelas with simcha. Meaning to say that enachanam, there's some mitzvahs that are mitzvahs on even the Avelis. He has a mitzvah if he's a dayan, he has a mitzvah to be Makadosh the Chodesh. And therefore he has a mitzvah to participate in the Suda. Fine. But the mitzvah being Sameach Chasim Kala, that's not a mitzvah that Avos Chayivin, because the side is that you should share in other people's joy. An Aval, he's in a matziv of Avelis. That's what he's supposed to be. Ein Achinami. It's good to be with Simcha. It's good to join other people's Simcha, to feel Simcha with other people. And therefore, Stam Ayin is expected to go to his friend's Chasana, but some are not Velas, so he's expected to be not in a Matzav of Simcha. And then Mele is expected not to be in a Matzav of Simcha, therefore he doesn't have a mitzvah to be Mesamech at a Chasana. Meaning the Etzem HaMitzvah is to be Mesamech another Yid, and that's a mitzvah that's not on an Avon. The mitzvah isn't mutl on him. Right, think about it as ani. Let's say you have someone who's an evyon, right? So he has no money whatsoever. Does he have to give tzedakah? So if someone mam doesn't have money and only has what he needs for his food, so the male shall chakodem. The mitzvah is someone who has, you should help out your friend. But if you don't have, he's not in that matzah. He's in a matzah of avelus. So the Rush, he says it's also a little bit more lamdasha. I like the way he says it. This is Shuvas Rush Klal Chav Zayin Os Beis. So he was asked about an Aval. It seems in the question he was asked about the Aval even in Shiva. He was asked, could the Aval go to a Bris or a Chasana? And the question was, why not? Right? How could you say you can't go? Because L'chor, there's a famous Gemara that says an Aval in Sukkah Chav Hei, that says an Aval is Chai B'kol Mitzvah Shebetayra. So there's a mitzvah of joining in going to Bris Milah, Big Machnas Kala. Also says the Rush. V'hai de kashya l'cha, de avol chai b'kol ha-mitzvah samurus b'tayra, hainu b'mitzvah saseh, shebegufo. When we say it's chai v'nol mitzvahs, it's dafka mitzvah shebegufo. Tzitzis u'tzvillin, olam olas b'no. Things he has to do. Aval leilech l'milo l'chuppa, B'shvil gemilas chasadim, ein lo latzeis v'pesach beisam. He shouldn't go out. So, he says something, it's a little bit of a chiddush, maybe a big chiddush. He says that going to Bris Milah or Chasana is a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. It's just gemilas chasadim, and that's a mitzvah that the Avol's pater from. Because he's not chayiv in that mitzvah. And of course, it's a chiddush, right? It's a chiddush to you? It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, right? Especially me, I think it's a chiddush. It's really both a chiddush. I could have said it's a mitzvah to take a wife and it's give cover to the mitzvah. Mila, you give him cover to the mila. Apparently, at least in the Rush, it's the snapshot. Right? Stam mitzvah, not every mitzvah gets a suda, right? You do bir chametz. You don't make a suda. The pshat of the suda is because Your it's chesed, because it is a chesed to be mesamech with people when they're happy and to be bitzar with a person when he's bavelus. Memela, a person getting married is besimcha, we should join his simcha. A person making a bris milah, he's bringing a son into the bris with Hashem. It's a tremendous simcha, and people join with him. But it's a mitzvah of being mesamech somebody. So you should be no siba ol. Right, we should join the people simchas, but if a person is busy being an aval, being nosei ba'ol with his karav who is nifter, and he's not mechuyev in that mitzvah. It's different. There's many things were matter, but all of them were being matter because they're be'etzem not not mitzvos of the mitzvos we could call shevagufa, or the mitzvos of, that aren't gemilas chasadim, right? The mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh and avos chayv and kiddush hachodesh like everyone else. The Ravid says chaburas mitzvah is eating kachshim together. There's a mitzvah of eating kachshim bechabura. They're in yonim that they're an avos chayv in them. A siyam. There's a shach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Reish Mem Vav. So the shach says he quotes Maramitz that a siyam, a avol is mitzvah to go to a siyam. It strikes people as a pella. It's really a pella. Like, you're telling me you could go to a siyam. A siyam, what kind of? It's a mitzvah. It's, okay, you finish. What do you think? Like, it's a mitzvah. It's nice, but it's like compared to the mitzvah of going to a bris or a chasana. Those are big mitzvahs. So erchinami, it would seem that way. But the pshat is that a siyam is a mitzvah of kavanat Torah. The avos chayv in kavanat Torah. There's other things like this. Mishnah Berurah says that an avol could go to the suda. To the Suda of Chasam Bereshis. Why? Because it's Kavra Taira. Kavra Taira. Fine. So anything, so those mitzvahs that the Avos Chayiv, it's a male, once it's a mitzvah, so he's Chayiv to do it, so it's Mutter. Now what does it mean, if so? It says you can't go to Beis HaMishdeh, but it's L'Shem Shemayim Smutter. So what does that mean? L'Fidus Mahalach, what does it mean? So the Ravid says, he writes that when it says you go to a Beis HaMishdeh, Vav the Beis HaMishdeh is Aser, right, as we explained. He says, but it's L'Shem Shemayim, he says, because the Avol knows that it's a mitzvah of Me'arim Guafa Yasom. And the Avil knows that if he's not involved, the whole Suda won't go through, the whole marriage won't go through, so then the Avil could be mishtachtiv. But it's a little bit funny with our sort of seer with things. Like, why does anyone ever have to go to a wedding? No one's so indispensable at a wedding, right? Except, I mean, really no one, except the Chasr Kal. But the idea of L'Chayr was there probably was a smaller wedding. There's not much known to take care of this couple, and this person really has to take care of the couple. He's the one running the chasana, so therefore he has to go. Now, why is that mutter? So the chayyim thought that's mutter because in a chinami, anyone who goes through Mstameh Chasana Kal, there's certainly a mitzvah there, but that mitzvah that I was potter from. But the mitzvah, when he's the only person who could help out a yasim get married, so that's already a mitzvah chiyuvis. Right? It's a mitzvah that's mutter al gufo. He has to do that. Right? He's the one who has beyond to do it. If he doesn't do it, it's not going to happen. He has to do it. Once you have to do it, it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter. L'chor, that's the lumbus in the Ravid. It's interesting, the Ravid, because many extend the Ravid. The Aruch HaShulchan, he extended the Ravid, and since the Aruch HaShulchan, it just gets more and more extended. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, that's the Lashon HaRavid, it's very extreme Lashon, that he's absolutely essential to the Chasana. He says, even if he's not absolutely essential, the Ravid says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if it's a parent of the Chasana and the Kala, or even a grandparent, he says, someone who's really important to him being there, so then the Aruch HaShulchan says it's mutter. So that's something that's accepted in modern Svarim. I always think it's a little bit overused because people exaggerate how important it is for them to be there, right? We're saying that being Sameh Chasam Kal, you can't go. The only reason you could go is something that no one else could do, because if you don't go, it's going to hurt the Simcha, right? It's something more extreme. So people assume that, you know, I asked the Chasam Kal, and maybe Chasam Kal has think that before they get married. You ask most people after they're married, like, did you really care that your great aunt was there, and okay, maybe they added a mashal to the simcha, but would it have been sad with that? Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, just goes as far as grandparents. You know, I think some svarim goes anyone who feels, yeah, okay. What? It's what? Yeah. Okay. Fine. I just remember, you know, most chassan, they're just worried about making it, no one should go away insulted from their chassan. Like, they, you know, they
didn't enjoy the chasana because someone wasn't there.
Now this other, there's really in this context we could talk about almost every other simcha that comes up. So just talk about a few things, and from those things you could hopefully answer any other things that happen. Almost every other simcha though is machlokes. You know, nothing so pashut where it's exactly where it falls. What's pashut le'iser? It's interesting. Mila, at least the halacha, we'll talk about, there are some who actually are matter. Mila halacha is aser, like the rush that's considered simcha. Pidina ben osel halacha we hold to aser. Why? Same thing. A pidin haben, it's a nice mitzvah, right? When we're posed in Meister Sheni, we don't make a suda. I mean, if you ever notice you're strong and put the Meister Sheni, you just put the Meister Sheni, there's no suda, except for what you're eating. but the pshat is because people are very happy. This person had a bechar and he brought him back from the Kohen. It's very joyful. But that's joy. It's joy to the parents. So it's aser. Bar mitzvah, so it's a machlokas. The Dagul Mervava says it's mutter. Seems it's interesting to me. I don't know why this is exactly. The earlier Achronim seem more to go with mutter. The later Svarim I find being more towards Isser. Rabbi Yashiv says the minhag is that not to do it. Rav Moshe is tshuva. Rav Moshe has a big tshuva on this in Yanim. Gimel, Chel Gimel, Simon, Kuf, Samach, Aleph. So it's also more noted. He says if you're really close, you could go, but it's much less pashut. Then it's funny, like you have some Dagmar Vava being okay with it, and then later poskim asrin. The chared of shad is, I don't know. They write things. Rav Moshe Tshuva and Rav Yashiv is so short, but it really depends on the nature of what it is. Is it really for Kavod Hatayra? Is it really Kavod Shemayim? Or is it, yeah, it's a nice milestone. It's a nice thing. So you want to make a simcha. But you're really going to for simcha. Shalom Zachar is also... the Shelis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says, quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva, he was matter. He says, yeah, look, it's a Sudas mitzvah. It's interesting. I'll just say, you know, just a few words. You know, give you every simcha where it comes from. Shalom Zachar in Rav Yaakov Emden is interesting. He quotes. He says it's called the Shavuos Haben. In Chazal, you find something called the Shavuos Haben. Usually, it's referred to. Rashi Bava Kam says it's a Bris Mila. He assumes it's a Shalom Zachar. It's interesting. I saw it as such an interesting mucker. Not really quoted much. In Smachos, there's a second part of Smachos. There's a Smachos that's not part of the regular Smachos. It's called Braisos de Aval Rabasi. And in there, there's a Braisa, it says, it's quoted by Yushayna, but it's isn't it Braisos? It says that if a person has a choice to go to Shavuos HaBen or Shavuos HaBas, he should go to Shavuos HaBen. Like, huh? What? I was shocked that Kamer Shain would bring this down, this Chazal. Shavuos HaBas? You know, so where are we here? I'm like, HaBas. So shockingly, in Rosh Hashanah, the Archos Chaim says that, yeah, you know, he was before feminism, and there was no problem with him saying this. He says, yeah, there's a Simcha, Bein Leben, Bein LeBas. And it happens, the Shavuos HaBen happens, he says, the night after the seventh, the night of the eighth, at the end of the Shavua of a Ben, they had a Simcha, and so too for a Bas. So a Vachnach by Hasidim, I don't know if you know, by Vachnach by Hasidim, they have the Iker Simcha they have is the night before the Mila. The Bris Mila, they don't have the big Simcha. The big Simcha is the Vachnach. And it has old makoros to it. That was the simcha. The Archos
Chaim, that's Rabbi Aaron Milonel. He says the pshat is that the first week our baby's like in sakana, he's like a chola, and then he gets out of that first week and there's a simcha. It's really a simcha for having the baby. Okay, so the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this and he says it's not mochruch, he doesn't like it. Rav Moshe says he doesn't like it. The most Sfarim I saw after going to Shalom Zachar. Shalom Zachar or Avachnach. Right, with that sort of the idea being that it's really just a simcha, it's just joining in the simcha. It's not the etzem a mitzvah. I saw Rav Moshe also was machmer on a Chanukah party. Right, surprising that the Gilead of Marsha is matter. He says, I will go to a Chanukah party. But all of it sounds very funny. You can't go to a chasana, you can go to a Chanukah party. So, I didn't. It's a funny thing. Rav Moshe says it's not a big enough of a mitzvah to be matter and aval. The emes, I thought it was pashit. I mean, there's a did that, as Yamshal Shlomo says, if you sing Shiros or Sishbachos at a Chanukah party, it gets a din of Simchas mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah in Chanukah to make a party. It's not enough to make a heter. Lemaisa, that's the way things are brought in Sfarim. You know, even though there's different heterim here, but that at least most Sfarim is most Sfarim I look at seems to be outside Chumra. I saw a heter. I thought it was an interesting heter. The Gosha Shri has an interesting heter. The Gosha Shri Moru Katan. He says if a aval is needed for Sheva Brachos, you don't have a minion for Sheva Brachos. He says you could call it an aval. He says because it's not for the mitzvah of the simcha. He's just coming for the mitzvah of having sheva brachos. Making brachos is a mitzvah, and the mela for that the aval could come in, right? So basically, b'kitzur the klal is pashut, right? Basically, the klal is if the mitzvah is just a mitzvah of simcha, of adding simcha, the aval is aser. If it's a mitzvah that the aval is chayiv in any mitzvah such as kavod ha'Torah, kavod shemayim, so therefore it's mutter. That's the basic thing. Now there's another mahalach here. A completely another mahalach that is mentioned in the Ramah, and there's kulos, you'll see kulos or chumras based on this mahalach. But there's a completely different mahalach we could say here. But we ask the kasha, why is it that a chasana is aser, whereas a siyum is mutter. So we said one teretz, we said the teretz being mechalak in the nature of the mitzvahs, different mitzvahs. So there's another teretz you could say, a very, very, I think a little bit more pasha teretz even you could say, which is the Beis Yosef brings to the Nukah Yosef and the Mordechai. A different teretz. The teretz isn't in the nature of the mitzvah, the teretz is that there's a chilek in the nature of the simcha. Right? What's aser? What's aser is a base hamishta, a base hasimcha, a place of rejoicing. What's mutter? So in the Yerushalmi, the lashon is that it's mutter, it's aser to go besuda, but in a suda's mitzvah is mutter. So a suda, going besuda, that's not the same as a base hamishta, right? A base hamishta is real rejoicing. Being in a suda, right? You go to a suda, a stama bris. You go to the bris, okay, it's a simcha. I won't take that away from it, it's a simcha. But lemaisa, what are you doing? You're sitting down, you're eating your bagel, you're listening to a speech. Right, am I rejoicing? So I don't know. Your standard siyum, let's say your standard siyum, right? It's a suda. So memela, you could say, that a suda of something that's simcha dik, a simcha smireyis, or beis hamishteh, beis hasimcha. So that's going to be aser. That's really not consonant with avelus. And therefore, to be matter that, you're going to need a lot to be matter that. The fact that it's a mitzvah, kala, in a chinam, it is a mitzvah. Let it be a mitzvah. Let it be a mitzvah on the oval. But it's just not enough to be matter such a right out, clear stira to his avelus. But going to Suda, so it depends what type of Suda. If the Suda is there just to get together of friends, a Mireyas, so that's called a Simcha. But a Suda's mitzvah, like Kiddush HaChodesh, that's going to be Mutter. It's interesting, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin,
it says that at that Suda, they only had bread. They didn't have any basar. No basar yayin. But it comes in there because it's in Perek Ben Sora Mora, that, and it's telling you that if a Ben Sora Mora eats from the Suda of Kiddush HaChodesh, even if he eats basar, even though they don't normally eat basar in that Suda, but since it's Suda Smitzvah, we don't kill him. Right? It has nothing to do with us. But we just see the Kiddush HaChodesh or Chaburas Mitzvah, it's not necessarily talking about a real rejoicing. It sounds very different, right? It's a Chaburas Mitzvah, Chabura. You know, every year the Chevre Kadisha has a Suda. But they're not getting up singing and dancing. It just means it's a Suda will cover the Mitzvah. So that's something, it's not such a stira Tavelas. Right, so that's the Mahal, the Chum Sadeshan actually is Matar, Amila, and Pidina Ben. And he says that this is, it's not a real simcha. That's not called Beis HaSimcha. Okay, now with that mahalach would come, right? You could have a kula and you could have a chumrah, right? It's a different chilak. The question is not what type of mitzvah it is, it's just how big is the mitzvah. Now, there's another group of Rishonim here that seems to go with this mahalach. And it's a mara makom that I'm surprised that no one seems to have picked up on. I'm a little bit surprised about this. I mean, it's maybe picked up with, but I think a little bit misrepresented. There's a smag. The smag, so he quotes this din about Sudas Mitzvah, and he says, based on the heter of Sudas Mitzvah, therefore, he quotes from the Re, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Huda Chassid. The three heavy hitters. And there's other sources, there's quite a number of Rishonim who say that it's mutter to have a Sudas Chassan. Since Sudas Mitzvah is mutter, so therefore Sudas Chassan is mutter. He says Sudas Chassan. I'm not sure what that means yet. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, so he says a tremendous kula based on this, and it's quoted in Sfarim. Some Sfarim quote this. He writes what he says. You see from here that really there's a camp of Rishonim, he writes, that say it's mutter to go to a chasana. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Aruch HaShulchan writes, just in case some of you don't know the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is the one who, it's like his job, sort of, he's the one who says the wild heterim when no one else says it. So very often they're very nice, you know? So he says he doesn't know why no one mentions this. He does note that no posuk ever seen, doesn't even seem to be on the table in classic poskim, being a heter to go to chasen. He says, yeah, he says it's not so strange that perhaps that Beis HaMishteh was not talking about a chasen, it's talking about stam a mishteh for a shus. You want to go out to the bar. And he says this big name, Rabbi Natan, the Rebbe, Rabbi Chassid, who says, and he says, even though he doesn't see any of the classical poskim bringing this, he thinks it's a big sniff of kula here, and being matter going to chasmus. So I thought it sounds great. It seems to have a makar. It doesn't sound so crazy on the face of it. So the emes is I don't even vaguely hear it. First it's a chiddush. Right? Based on mishteh, he's saying apparently means something else than it's assumed to mean. But also, it doesn't say Beis HaMishteh, it says Sudas Chasan. Not only that, if you look in the smag, at the beginning, a little bit early in the smag, he says, Asur to go to Lemereis and Lesimcha, he says, Asur go to Simcha, could go Nesuin. It doesn't say a heter. Does not say a heter. And the emesis is the Lashon. He only brings this when he talks about the heter of He brings the heter of sudos, so then he brings in this business about sudos chasen. But he doesn't stam bring it in. So it's a pella, it's mamash pella. Let me just finish. It's mamash pella because it's the feirish in Chazal, what they meant by sudos chasen. It's the feirish in Bava Basra, Kufman Vav, there's a Mishnah that talks about sudos chasen. Sudos chasen is a suda. The feirush in the Mishnah is talking about a suda that was before the nesuin, without the nesuin, before the nesuin. It was a suda that was made at the time of Erisin. It was a suda because it was just to be mechazik of the Erisin, before the nesuin. The real, based on Mishnah, is only by the nesuin. It was, I don't even know what we'd call it. I don't even know if it was what it was. It was a suda just to, like, sort of being koveya the eris in here. So chayr the pshat is, I thought the pshat is that they're being matter sudas chasan because it's a suda. It's not a based on mishnah. It's a suda. A suda. It's a suda's mitzvah is mutter. I over here the suda is not the etim of mitzvah to have the suda. The suda beikur is just a gemilas chasadim, right? It's like a elachayim or something like that. And a chinami, but they're matter all sudos. Any suda, if it's not a simcha, if it's not a big simcha, it's just a suda, so they're matter. So the chayr, that was the heter, yeah.
They're matter the suda, or they're matter, like if you had the nesuin without any suda at all?
If you had nesuin without a suda?
Yeah, let's say they did that.
They didn't have a suda. Maybe we'll talk about that. But nesuin is be'etzem, is chal, a mitzvah of simcha, and dancing and drinking, based on mishteh, you know?
Yeah.
It's so, you know, people don't drink so much today. It's not, they tell us it's terrible. It is terrible. It is terrible for some people. But based on mishteh, I have to say, you know, Purim's coming next week, you know. But based on mishteh is the first mishnah in Shas, is that the kids of Rabbi Gamliel, we're not saying Lashon Hara, they came late from based on mishteh and they missed marav. Okay. Anyway, so that's another mahal. So this mahal does create kulos. The Ramad does not accept lahalach. We don't accept the kulos. But even though it's avails, we always halach is a very maker. We always like to take kulos. But lahalach, we don't accept kulos. But we do. Some svarim do accept it as a chumra here. The chumra is okay. We're being matter, we have heterim here, maybe for bar mitzvah, maybe for siyum we have a heter. So these heterim, so they're matter what? So you could say they're matter everything, but l'fid this mahalach, the mahalach of the Nuka Yosef and Mordechai, l'fid this mahalach, l'chayra, we're matter, but not to become a beis hamishta. And even if we're matter bar mitzvah, so definitely there are many svarim to break down, but not with that type of simcha. Not that the avos should be dancing, drinking. I mean, I saw a number of svarim bring this. A number of svarim, the Badei brings it, Nitzik Gavriel, a number of svarim bring that even when we say it's mutter, but that doesn't mean with the real with the real dancing. Fine. Okay, so, but as a chumra, that's a good thing. Especially bar mitzvahs which are a little bit more questionable. It could be lishma, it could be, but it could be not. I don't think, you know, I feel that we take our things out of the earlier poskim a little bit. They didn't have our types of simchas. I don't think they ever could have imagined a chasana the way we have our bar mitzvahs. So I don't know. Okay, now just Ritzvi, you were really bringing up what's considered going into a simcha. Right, this is something that even when things are aser, like a chasen is aser, but Avelin very much want to get around this, find some way to participate in their karo's chasen, their nephew's getting married or something. They want to participate. So what is okay? So what exactly is the iser? Not 100% clear. There's a Tosfos in Morkat that thinks the Isser is the eating, which is interesting. Well, why that is the Simcha, eating. A halacha lemaisa, the Ramah goes with the Ramban. The Ramban says that even with no eating, the just being there is, it says knisa. Knisa is aser. Right? The emesis is the actual rejoicing, the chara kol shekein is aser, the actual getting drunk and dancing. Well, you can't get drunk without eating or drinking something, but the dancing and just the simcha is for sure aser. But the Ramban answers even the knisa. There's a Maramshik. Just points out the Isser l'chayru is the knisa, even if you're not being mesameach. If it looks like you're being sameach, he says there's a maris ayin here too. That the avil, even if he's going to go in and be very careful not to be happy the whole time, just go in. He just wants to go in to the middle circle and say mazel tov. So he still can't do it. So there are some heterim here. One heter is just the Geshe Chaim says something interesting. He says, if it's an actual Beis HaMishta, you can't go in. But let's say it's a Bris Mila. So there it's really just a Suda. It's a Suda mitzvah. Right? They're not really rejoicing. They're just eating a Suda. So Mel, if you're not going to eat the Suda there, you're not going to eat the Suda. He says, if you're not going to eat the Suda, you're just going to go and say Mazel Tov. So then he wants to say there's not an Isser. He wants to say that's an Isser mitzad Suda, not mitzad Beis HaSimcha. Meaning if it's a Beis HaSimcha, there's real rejoicing going on. So then you can't go in. It's an Isser L'Knisa. But if the Isser is the Isser of Leilach B'Suda, the Isser is the Suda, so then it won't be an Isser for Knesset.
You're not familiar regarding our chasana halls nowadays where they flip over the room.
Oh, so that's a shaila. I mean, they make a room from what to what.
They make a room for one thing, and then they're going to flip
switch,
it over.
Right, so I assume, the emphasis is, I assume, it's not like a chalosh shame. It's assumed. In Svarim, it's assumed. It's not a chalosh shame hall. You know, the question is, what's going on in this room right now? Okay. The biggest heter, is the Meram in Rittenberg. It's where the heter, if you go to where the chuppah is, but the chuppah, but without simcha. I mean, there's no eating there, and there's no dancing there. They're just getting married there. So the Meram in Rittenberg was matter that. You know, in our halls, so it's all. His question is just what's here right now. What's right now? So for tzorech, that could be a heter. You know, tzorech not stam, but for tzorech that the other wants to be there, that could be a heter. The ram, yeah.
So if they're like serving hors d'oeuvres at Bet Chabad, would that be enough to say that the Alma can't go?
I don't have such a sense of what it is because I don't think
so. Like
little things.
Yeah.
It conceivably can make an Isser. I don't have such a sense of it.
Okay.
Right? But if it's something that they're eating as and it's part of the it's being with Sameach them, it's part of theoretically, the heter is given that there's no simcha going on there. There's a simcha, there's a marriage going on, but there's no like. The emphasis you could have said just a simcha, there's something marriage is going on there, but that's not an iser. The biggest heter, the Ramah says a heter about if they're not going to eat the makam, the simcha, and they're going to be there as the waiters. So that's very. That sounds like so. come on. He says they could be the waiters. Have the relatives who are navelis, and they're going to come to the chasna, but how they're going to come, we're going to find the heter that they're going to be waiters.
For not pay.
Right. Right. It sounds, yeah, you don't like this, right?
I mean, I hear if it's not for pay, then it's like are they eating at all? Like.
Right. Oh, so if they eat, they have to eat in a different room, eat in a different place. So I saw something that made me happy. Rabbi Yashav just, I don't know if he's the only one who says this, just what I saw. He goes to Gemara Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, that made it, he quotes a mucker for it. A mucker is such an idea. It's a Gemara Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, it's talking about Olam Haba. So the Rishon who lived their lives and didn't do anything are going to come there, and Sadiqim are going to come there. It sounds like a joke. But it's a good one. It says they're going to come up there, I don't know if they're down here, wherever it is, and it's going to be a big Suda, and they're all going to come to the Suda. It says they're all going to get to come to the Suda. The Tzaddikim are going to sit there and eat. It says, Halalu Ochlim, Halalu Re'evim. The Tzaddikim are going to be eating, and the Rishonim are going to be watching and not being able to eat. Halalu Shosim, Halalu Smeim. The Tzaddikim are going to be drinking, and the Rishonim are going to be watching and not being able to drink. Right? So he says, what do you see? Rav Yashiv says, you see from here that it's funny because Rav Yashiv everything was serious by him, but he didn't say this as a joke, he said it seriously. But he said, the pshat is, you see, going to a simcha and not being able to eat and not being able to join in the dancing is a tzar. So he says, therefore, it's a heter. What's the problem? The problem is that what it looks like. I mean, the emesis, if you think about it, I, you know, it sounds a little strange. I thought about it and I liked it. Being, watching there is not giving them simcha. They're really getting no simcha. I would suggest that they're probably miserable at their nephew's simcha, and they mamish they can't take part in it. It's painful for them. And they know they're there just to show support to Chas V'Kala. There's no simcha there. The problem is the maisa, it looks like you're v'simcha, right? Because you're being nichlis to base of simcha. Or it doesn't look like it because you're a waiter. Right? So that's interesting. So Svarim try to say you have to be serious. The Yashar said you have to be serious about it. And I have to tell you, I don't believe, I have seen people do this and I haven't seen anyone be serious about it. They go, they put down a napkin and, you know, the concept is a Raman, is a Kashur concept. Whether people do it is you know, that's their business. Fine. Now, okay, so this is a heter. Now the heter is like this. Essentially, if you look at the Ramah, the heter says it's for after Shlosha. Ramah is very machmeh. The Ramah calls a Ravid that says a big chiddush. The Ravid has a chumrah, a big chumrah, that he says, but the Braisos gave a heter of it's mutter if it's l'shem shemayim, it's mutter if the Suis mitzvah that was only going on the end of the Braisa, which was matter, which was asring for Ave Eim Yud Beis Chodesh. But the beginning of the Braisa, which is saying Kol HaKrovim or Asur for Lamed, on that there's no heter. And the Rav is Mechadish that whole heter was only said after Shloshim. It's the Chumrah of the Ravid. It's mentioned, it's said in the Ramah, which is interesting, the Ramban and the Rambam and the Ritva, this other Shem who are Cholik. The Emes is a little bit of a funny Chumrah. You know, it's the Feirish that if a person wasn't Mekayim Peri V'Rivya, they're allowed to get married within Shlosha. It's also the Feirish that if someone has what's called a Simcha, a Sudus Peranusa, the Gemara calls it, that a person has a minhag that every month he and his friends switch off making sudas for each other, making some sort of simcha for each other. So it's mutter. It's mutter because he's just doing it because he has to do it. It's mutter in shloshim. It's a little bit strange. Maaseh Rama says it though. Rama says that only to be matter anything, any sort of heter after shloshim. So the Aruch HaShulchan here is the one who really says the heter. He says Maisa halachah d'rei mekel ba'avol, and therefore there's a tzorech, it's mutter even in shloshim. So that's something that's used with tzorech for even within shloshim. Now within shiva there's absolutely no heter given. Everyone's clear that the heter of sudas mitzvah and the shem shemaim is only for after shiva. It's absolutely clear like that. Absolutely clear that within Shiva, a person can't go to Simchas, can't go out of the house at all, except for certain reasons, but to go to a Simcha, to join any sort of Simcha, is not proper. Oh, so the first matter, first and last matter, but there's a heter here. Rav Moshe was asked about this. Rav Moshe has his heter, it's in Beis Kosamach Tess. Rav Moshe says a heter, he says that parents could go to their kids, chasana, rejoice in it, meaning not just the chuppah without a simcha, man must be part of the simcha, even the sub shiva. Where does he come from? Now he comes, he has makoro, he has an idea, svara, but it's really counter to everything in Shin Sadi Aleph. But he has a svara. His svara says, he says, look, we know that b'makom tzar were matter isuria veilas. Right, look, malacha. If there's a davar ha'aved, no one else could help him. He's allowed to do it. If a rechitza b'makom tzar, or matter rechitza. It's interesting. There's Yerushalmi that says that if the avil is lahat achar Torah, he mamish goes crazy if he doesn't learn. So it says he's allowed to learn in shiva, mamish in shiva. Why? Because it's tzar. So says Rav Moshe, b'makom such a tzar now. You know, people to be at their own kids' chasana, we matter. Well, it's matter. Okay, very nice. The problem is it's completely besoy, it's against Shin Sadi Aleph. It's just completely against, right? In Shin Sadi Aleph, in the postgame, they're not matter. Even if you're being Masa Yasum Yisoma. You can be your the Avol is the only one who can put together this Suda for the orphan. If not, it won't be Mekayim. It won't happen. It's still Aser. Right? The Ramah says it's still Aser until it's after Shloshim. Right? The Ramban says no, you can have a heter for a mitzvah after Shiva, but no one says in Shiva. No one says such a thing. You know, the Gemara says in Ksuvus, right? We learned about in Ksuvus that if the father of the chassan dies and the whole suit is ready, and now if he doesn't go through with the chassan, the suit is going to be lost and there's going to be no one to make another suda for him. So the Gemara says that it could be mutter, but only if the velus wasn't chal. The Gemara says, since the velus wasn't chal, if it's before kfura, you can hold up the kfura, so the velus shouldn't be chal and go through with the simcha. But if there was a kfura, and the avil just hears about it, that his father was buried, and he's about to go to his chasana, you call for chasana. No one says heter. It's not so easy. You look at the Ramah. The Ramah talks about a father going to his son's bris. Not his son's making a bris. He had a baby. It's the eighth day. He says he can't go to the bris. The Ramah passed until after Shloshim. Lamaisa would be more mikkel than that, but the Ramah says, Iker and Shulchan Aruch, you'll see it's not much until after Shloshim. The Ramah says he could have it if it's in his own house. But in a suin, he says it's such a simcha, he can't even have it in his own house. L'chayri, he's talking, right? He says a bris, the avol being mal his son, he can't have it. He can't have it, go to it, but he could have it in his house because then he's not being nechdus lebeis simcha. He's just having it in his own house. But for an asuin, he can't do it. L'chayri is talking about a asuin of his son, because he's talking is he mechalik between the bris for his son to the asuin. L'chayri is even the asuin of a son, and he can't. There's no hetter. Even if they want to bring the whole chasen into the avol's house, they can't do it. So Rav Moshe's cool is a bit cooler. Now he has a makar. He says it's from Svara, right? Now this is also classic Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe classic. Well, I shouldn't call it classic. He doesn't. I really, many years learning, I haven't seen Rav Moshe say something that's so hard for me to be miyashik. But I'll tell you, Rav Moshe's signature Rav Moshe is that he'll say things from Svaras and just go with his Svara. He has a Svara. Look. We're matter things of makom tzar. This is such a tzar, right? You don't have parents. You're not parents with kids chasin age. But I could tell you, it would be a tremendous tzar. I mean, I understand where emotions come. You have to even see over emotions heter. You have to understand. We're talking about a tremendous, tremendous tzar here, right? You know, people. Before I come so kadosh against it, I have to tell you, he's being matter the makom that's. We find this Hetayim of Makam Sa'ah, that's his Heta. Fine, okay. That's what he says. He says, Bisvar. Well, we have kashas. Maybe Rav Moshe will say that all these things are not as big a tzar. I don't know. But I'll tell you like this. Pashas is a fundamental chiluk. Rav Moshe's Rayas is a fundamental chiluk here. The fundamental chiluk is that yes, we're make Hetayim of Makam Sa'ah. We're matter, pratiyas nehugi avelis, we're matter of Makam Sa'ah. Taking rechitza or matter b'makom tzar or malach or matter b'makom tzar, but why? The reason why is because the mitzvah of an avol assumes avol. When a person is not veilus, they can't do things that are enjoyable. They're allowed to prevent pain because that's not a stira to their avelus. There's no stira to their avelus because they are being ma'avol, but avelim, there's certain things that they do. They don't do anything that's pleasurable or certain things that are nehugi avelus. And there's certain things that they will do, right? If they cut their finger, they'll put on a band-aid, and if they're hungry, they'll eat. Because those are the things that they do. It's not part of being misavel. To go into a simcha and be misameach, that's a stira to the holy side of avelus. That's opposite of avelus. That is being misameach. The only thing that's doch avelus, to be mamish misameach, is regal, yomtiv. Yomtiv, the Gemara has a question. Does Yomtiv have the power to be override Avelis? And the Gemara says it does because it's an essay of the Rabbim. A mitzvah saseh deraisa of the Rabbim has the power to overpower the essay de yachid. It knocks out Avelis. And therefore, Avel komamish be misameach on Yom Tov. But short of that, if you want to make a heter to be misameach, so we don't find any heter. Right? We don't find such a heter. So therefore, in America, this is an accepted kula, and the Baal HaShulchan writes against it. I saw in the Sunni Halacha, they ask Rabbi Yashiv about this. They say to him, Rav Moshe gives his heter, do you agree? And he just says, to go to a simcha in Shiva, it says, like, how can that be? Right? So the Maisa, this heter is used in America, this Rav Moshe's heter, very questionable. I want to tell you just something. I've seen it really abused. So I just want to tell you, you should just know, there's some things that are well, it's really abused. I mean, I saw a aunt, a chasana, where the aunts and uncles of the kala, weren't even actually the aunts, they were the step aunts, and they all came in the middle of Shiva. And everyone's talking about them, like, you're amazing, in the middle of Shiva, they were Mesameach, you mamish couldn't tell a thing. I hear that, and I say, I don't know. I'm sure they asked someone, they got upset. But it's not, if you learn to tell Chazavelis, you won't be quite as, you know. It's an amazing thing, and I guess the Rav told us what they're supposed to do. But it's if it's Mutter, even to Rav Moshe, he was being Mutter. You know, you have to know, you know, instead of Moshe, he's being matter because it's an exceptional tzar. You know, it's not even matter to call off the chasana. But the point is it's such a tzar, he felt that had a heter. You know, it's like, it's such a thing, it's such a heart-rending thing for a parent not to go. He was matter. It's not the, you know, it's be'etzem counter to the din. Right. Even if he would go, I don't know exactly what Rav Moshe told him. You know, we have things there, but you know, to do what he has to do, not to, you know, whoever he was giving it to. Okay. All right. So things are abused sometimes. It's good to keep in mind. Okay. All right. So Bez Hashem, I think next week. And it's Esther Wednesday, so Pashas I'm not going to give. Okay. All right. Okay, Rabbi Say.
Thank you.